Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerusha, Mishir sponsor, and the source of the return of all the hostages and the end of the war in Eretz Yisrael. We're holding in Pesachim Daf Samechtes in the Ohiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Shmini, in the middle of Halacha Aleph. We're starting three lines down in Amud Aleph. The Mishnah mentioned that in the first Pesach that a woman goes to her father, so then if her father shecht the Korban Pesach, she can join the Korban Pesach if she wants to. But it's only in the first regal, not in any other regalim. So explains the Gemara Rabbi Yechon, Beregel Redufim Shonu. We're talking about the chaste regal. Is a regal Redufim? What's a regal Redufim? Well, basically, a boy is a regal Rishon. That's the first regal. Why? Shavia Roit for the base Baila. The father chases after the husband to the house of the husband to get his daughter and bring her back home. So says the Gemara, Lo Yeholcha Regal Rishon. Regal Asheni Marshi Aser Regal Redufim. If so happened to be that the first Pesach, the first regal, it happened to be a Pesach, she didn't go to her father's house. Do we say that when she goes the first time to her father's house, that will be considered to be the regular Redufin? Meaning she has to, as if to have a check mark, that she went one regal to her father's house. And she belongs there at least for one time. And if her father shechts Korban Pesach on her behalf, she's Yoytzeh. Or it's only if it's the first time, after the first Pesach after she got married, if that's the first regal, that's the only time that you say that she joins her father's Korban Pesach. And the more continues the question, let's say it's not the second one. Let's say that for the first few regalim, she didn't go to her father's house. It took her multiple regalim to reach her father's house. Do we say any time that she comes there, the first one will always be Redufin? Continues the Gemara, Almono Mal Shela regular Redufin. What happens if it's a second marriage? She already got married once. Now she's marrying her as an almona, as a widow. Does she have a redufin or not? Let's try to answer one of these questions from the following sentence in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "Holchu regal rishon lasas bevei sabil." The Mishnah describes she went the first regal to her father's house. Why doesn't it just say that the first regal she can eat from her father? Hadom, where this extra losha teaches you, Either that she always has the first one will always happen. Meaning, even if she didn't go in the first actual first regal, the first time she goes to her father's house, she can join her father. Or it teaches you that there's a regular reshirt even for Alman, even for a widow. No, there's no right from here. Could be that we talk about the actual regular reshirt. We talk about the actual regal rishon. So why is the Mishnah saying holcha regal rishon? Just didn't say the first regal. Tipotah sheyesh labanim. We're talking that she has children. Kutar b'chaim. We don't say the next few words. We say v'stam eisha mamcha lo yimar etzel bonei ani roitzo. A woman as if is protesting and saying, "I want to be with my children. I want to be with my child." So therefore, if she didn't actually go to her father's house, I don't say that she belongs to her father's regal. Therefore, the Mishnah says holcha regal rishon. She went. She showed that she wants to be by her father. If she didn't go, not necessarily the first regal is by her father. And Rav Chaim explains, how can it be that she has children in the first regal? The first regal means it was the first time, the first regal she has since she got married. It has to be that this year was a Shana Mubir, this was an Ibur year. She got married right after Sukkot, and she had a baby after 7 months of pregnancy. Says the Gemara, "Amar Blazer Pischom Shel Noshim Rishus." We'll see soon, it's a big machlekes. If a woman has to join the Korban Pesach, is it a din, is it a chayva, is it an obligation for her to be part of the Korban Pesach? Or it's a rishus, she doesn't have to, she could join the Korban Pesach if she wants to, but she doesn't have an obligation. So Rav Blazer says, even if you say that Pesach Shanoshim Rishus, v'doichim all of us a Shabbos, it's still doich Shabbos. Now this is the chiddush, if it's not an obligation, it's doich Shabbos, therefore the Korban Eidah changes the gears and says, that Rav Blazer holds Pesach Shanoshim chayva, it's an obligation, and therefore it's doich Shabbos, and that's how the Bavli says as well. So when Rabbi Yaakov Ba'achol B'Shem Ablozer, he said the name of Ablozer when the Pesach Tesem would base, Pischon shel noshim rishus, v'shel avonim rishus kol sheken. A woman is not an obligation, and kol sheken that slaves are not an obligation. V'doichim all of us a Shabbos. And the Yerushalmi holds that it's doich Shabbos even though it's rishus. And again, the Korban Eidah L'shitosa says, v'ein doichim as a Shabbos, because he holds if it's rishus, it can be doich Shabbos. Matzoson Mai, what about the matzoh? Meaning, is there an obligation for them to eat the matzah? When you're saying the Korban Pesach is Rishus, what about matzah? Says the Gemara, Blazer says the matzah is a chayva. Says the Gemara, brings a machlekes regarding that. Rabbi Zehira Omar, machlekes. The same machlokes you have a Korban Pesach, you have by a matzah. If you hold the Pesach as a choyva, so also you hold the matzah as a choyva. If you hold Pesach as a rishos, also matzah as a rishos. Rabbi Lo says everybody agrees that matzah is an obligation. Even if you hold the Korban Pesach is a rishos, matzah will be a choyva. And the Chor is muchach from Rabbi Lozer, because Rabbi Lozer is the one who said the Korban Pesach is rishos, and he says the matzah is choyva. But according to Korban Hedas Girsa, he holds a blazer, holds his choyva, so there's no raya for a blazer. So the more Mastisa, Messiah, Ledin, Mastisa, Messiah, Ledin, we have a braiso like each one of them. Mastisa, Messiah, Zeiro, we have a braiso like Zeiro that says that whoever holds the Korban Pesach is Rishus, holds the matzah by a woman is also Rishus, because it says, Chazeres, matzah u Pesach. Chazeres refers to Mor. Matzah is the matzah. U Pesach is the Korban Pesach. Laila Rishon Choyvo. The first night is an obligation. Meaning obligation for everybody. Shar Kol Yomim Rishos. The other days is Rishos, referring specifically to Matzah. Even though you have to eat Matzah doing Pesach, we don't. It's not an obligation. It's only if you want to. Now we're using the Girsa of Rab Chaim. Reb Shimon Oimer. Reb Shimon argues and he says, Va'anoshim Choyvo Benoshim Rishos. By men it's a Choyvo, but by women, the Korban Pesach is Rishos. Matzah is also Rishos. Bring a brayso like Rabbi Hillel that says everybody agrees the matzah is obligation. It says in the pasuk, don't eat chometz, eat matzah lechemoyni. From here you learn each etchu about toichal chometz, the one who has the isra, that has the prohibition of eating chometz, he has the mitzvah to eat matzah. Women have the Isser of Chometz, because every loy says, every Isser in the Torah applies to women as well. So they also have the obligation to eat matzah, even though it's a mitzvah azay shazvan groma, even though it's a time-bound mitzvah. So the more about Taninu called mitzvah azay shazvan groma, anoshim chayovim, anoshim pturis. Why should a woman be chayov? It's a mitzvah azay shazvan groma, and women are potter for mitzvah azay shazvan groma. Omar mano choymer yi mitzvah azay shibah mikoyach beloy sasay. This is different because it's coming from Aloy Sase. It's connected to Aloy Sase. It's connected to Alav of not eating chometz. So therefore, a woman obligated in this mitzvah as well. And the Gemara now quotes a different Gemara as the Yushalmi many times does. Gemara brings a quote from Maseches Chala. It says over there in the Mishnah, in Maseches Chala, that Yosef HaKoyen, he was male his children and his wife to do Pesach Sheni in Yerushalayim. They returned him back and he says, no, you don't do Pesach Sheni for your wife and children. Says the Gemara, Asik Amandoma, Pitzchon Shanoshim Rishus. That's according to Amandoma that holds that the Pesach by a woman is a Rishus to begin with, and immediately she doesn't do Pesach Sheni, as we'll see in a moment. The word brings Tani, says the Braiso, Haisho is a Pesach Rishon Atzmo, Fashani Tfeila, Chain Divra Meir. Meir says, Pesach Rishon is an obligation on a woman. She can do it on her own, she has the obligation to do it. Pesach Sheni, she doesn't have an obligation. But if she wants to join others, she could do Pesach Sheni. That's her man. Rabbi says that she has an obligation to do Pesach Sheni. If she didn't do Pesach Rishon, she could do it on her own. It's an obligation on her. Afilu b'Shabbos. Even in Shabbos, she can be Pesach Sheni. Of course, the Rishon is a choyva. Pesach Rishon, she has no obligation, but she could join others if she wants to. Pesach Sheni, she can't do it even if she wants to do it. And that's what happened to Yosef HaKoyen. They told her to go back because they hold like Reb Shimon Elazar that says that a woman doesn't even have an obligation of Pesach Rishon, so Pesach Sheni, she's not allowed to do. My time of the Rameir, what is the source of Rameir? Ish sel aveis ovois im rotsu levais. So Gemara dashes this pasuk on Pesach Sheni. Because for Pesach Rishon, you have another pasuk that says, b'michses nefashos. So he's saying, Ish sel aveis ovois, everyone brings a korban Pesach Sheni. Levais comes to say, if you want to, you can bring it for the wife. My time in Dabirisi, what's the reason of Dabirisi? Ish sel aveis ovois, kol shekhen levais. The aveis ovois refers to the children. The children can bring the korban Pesach and join the Pesach Sheni. Kol shekhen, and the wife can bring it even on her own. My time with Shimon Lozer, that's the correct Yerso. Ish v'lo isho. Only ish can bring Pesach Sheni, not a isho. Reb Chaim quotes the Bible that says, even Pesach Rishon also says ish. But there it says, Michsas Nefashos, to tell me that she can join Birishus. If she wants to, she could join, she doesn't have an obligation. So when my Kaim, your Rabbanon ish, where Rabbanon will do with the word ish, Prat Lekaton. A child cannot bring Pesach Sheni on his own. So the Gemara, now going back to that place, the Nishtan Chalo, the Gemara wants to learn that the fact that they said that Yosef HaKoyen cannot bring his wife to do Pesach Sheni, that he holds like a Shimon Lozer, that Pesach Sheni a woman cannot do? So Mom Avyoina feel command Oma, even according to Command Oma. Psochim Shonoshim Choivo, if you're old that a Pesach of a woman is a Choivo and she could bring Pesach Sheni, Shani Shador Mesuyum Shloi Kova Adorba Choivo. The reason I told Yosef HaKoyin to go back is that people should now learn from him and will think that it's an obligation. Because Yosef HaKoyin was a Choshua person, they see him making his wife do Pesach Sheni, they're going to think it's an obligation. So even if you're old like Rameyer, that a woman could bring Pesach Sheni, but we didn't want to make it an obligation, so that's what I told Yosef HaKoyin to bring his wife, take his wife back, and not to bring it to do Pesach Sheni. So the Gemara brought this quote from Maseches Chala because it's negiah to our sugya regarding Pesach is b'shus chayva by a woman. Here's the Gemara quotes the Mishnah, Yoysom Shechatu Olav Apotrophin. If you have an orphan who has two guardians and they shechted for him, Yechubi Mokushi writes, he can join any Pesach that he wants to. Explains the Gemara, must needs to be Yosef Katan. Talk about a child. And therefore he could join because he doesn't have an obligation to do Pesach. If he is an adult, it's considered to be that he joined two korbanos Pesach. And what happens then? The Tani Rabbi Abchiya said, someone who joins two korbanos Pesach, he will eat from the one that was shechted first. It says the Gemara of Ayin Amud Aleph, we found this in the Mishnah. Someone who sent his slave to shecht him according to Pesach. And the slave, what he did was, shechted gedi v'tole, and he shechted a goat and a sheep because he didn't know what his master wants. Yoichal min harishon, he shechted in the first one. In other words, the person belongs to two korbanos Pesach. The first one will be his actual korban Pesach. With this, we conclude Yerushalayim Pesachim Dav Samech Tes.